Good afternoon. Happy Friday. Paul Andrigo here. MySoldReport.com. I'm doing my top five sold areas for the week of February 22nd. So this is going to take into account the areas that have been active over the last week. So from the 15th to the 22nd. And just to give you a general overview. So if you hear one of the areas that you live in on my top five solds, and this is both a top five price range for homes and also top five area for condo sold prices. If you hear yourself from any of these areas, please drop everything, head over to mysoldreport.com and get your evaluation report and let's connect in person. Those two steps alone are literally your ticket to the most incredible experience that you're going to have. There's so much that people are getting out of my five-star seller program, and it's unlike anything else. There literally is no comparable. So literally from the, you know, from having a world-class concierge to being featured on this podcast, which is approaching 10,000 listens, I'm hoping by the end of the month, exposure on, again, some very big places, for example, Spotify, which is where you'll be hearing this as well, with over 70 million listeners. You're also going to be exposed on Zillow through our arrangement with them. There's 180 million unique visitors there per month. There are travel rewards. There are thousands in prearranged discounts that you guys will have with me. There's so many items, and that's just, again, that's the top five of them. I'd like to keep that, you know, I'd like to keep everything if I can, especially for the purposes of social media attention. Just try to keep things to the top five. There are more, but those are the big ones. And of course, I want to make sure that you guys remember as many of those five as possible. So here we go. So the top five sold price areas, just in terms of average sold price in those areas, are as follows, and no particular order, but the top five are Rosedale, Mount Pleasant area, Kingsway South, Lawrence Park, and the Bridal Path. Those are where the top five sold prices occurred this last week. So if any of you live in those areas and you're listening, first of all, hello. Secondly, this is the medium you want to be in tune with when you're selling a property, again, that isn't considered in the top five of the city. I only want to be aligned with those type of properties in terms of, again, the ones who want to be in the top level. And I mean in every neighborhood. I want to be part of whatever sales are happening from, you know, Oakville to Oshawa. And I just, hello, by the way, I just got someone from Oshawa asking me for a report this morning. Always happy to do it. I'm working on it right after this. So I always want to make sure that any property that I handle is going to be in the top five solds in that area. And again, it's really important for me to actually even focus on breaking a sold record for that type of property, whether it's a detached home, semi-detached, or a condo townhome in my most recent experience, where I was able to break a sold record for selling that kind of townhome. For me, this is always part of, again, my added agenda. This is not just about getting a place sold. I am just so, I'm still in shock when I hear people telling me, oh, I'm just going to use this person or that person. And I know for a fact that there's absolutely nothing close to what I'm offering, but it's just because they're, you know, perhaps comfortable or, again, not fully aware of, again, the power of this medium. But again, those of you who are listening understand that I deserve a seat at the table. Now, it's not because of any other reason besides the fact that I work very hard on even this element of my program to make sure that I am in your, you know, in the room with you, at least, you know, on your podcast or listening as you're listening at the gym or on your walks or at work, wherever you're listening. I appreciate the opportunity, but I also deserve a seat at the table, meaning that at least the chance to meet with you in person. Do not, and I don't care what the price is, whether it's $500,000 or $5 million plus, regardless of that price range, and I've been in presentations for all price ranges over the last 19 years. So understand that I deserve a place at the table. I have a very unique way that I create relationships, and I really want to make sure that you understand that for me, helping you make a move, whether it's a purchase or a sale or a rental, any of those three, to me is you know, I'm very happy to be at the table to help you. But for me, each one of those situations, I think, is worth, again, spending 20 minutes with me, 10 minutes, any amount of time that you have available. I can meet at your office, I can meet at your home, you can meet at my office, wherever you are in the city. This is what I do for the most part, most days, in between my other appointments, meeting with new clients, evaluating properties, making sure that you're not leaving, again, a lot of money on the table, because a lot of you are. A lot of you are leaving a lot of money on the table. When I look at what properties have sold for, and I've looked at some of the most expensive sales that we've had, and I was just shaking my head, you know, not understanding how they could have been so far off of what the asking price was. You know, some cases, you know, 5 to 10%. And it's one of those things where I know that if given the chance, I'm able to get you your maximum value, what your property is actually worth, not just what you're putting it out there for, but making sure that you get the absolute maximum value. And hopefully, even one step further than that, we're also breaking a new sold record. So those were the top five home sold areas. The top five condo sold areas are as follows. And again, in no particular order, South Riverdale, the Yonge and St. Clair area, Moss Park, the Bay Street corridor, and the Annex. That's where the top five sold prices for condos occurred. So again, if you have a condo, a loft, for example, condos and lofts for me are a big part of my what I deal with daily, what I show daily. So very important that you speak to me directly before you make any decisions to sell. In fact, luxury condos have been probably one of the highlights of last year. So I don't want you leaving any stone unturned. I don't want you taking any risks when you're making a decision like this. And I'm not saying that you have to hire me. I don't think I've ever said that once, but what I do say that you have to do is you at least have to have me in the room. If you are meeting with anyone else, give me 15 minutes, give me 20 minutes, and all I ask for is 20. I won't honestly take up more time than that. You'll understand the importance of this process and how actually emotional it will become for you if you make the wrong decision. Because once you're locked in with someone who cannot offer you all the things you deserve, and you absolutely deserve to get all those things that are on my five-star seller program, which are alone worth a few thousand of dollars. But more than that, each one of those speaks to the fact that you deserve to be treated the absolute best way when you're making a move with me. And that's the only way I see it, because these are things that I've never experienced when I was doing the buying and the selling myself. I never had any agents go anywhere near to this level of service. And for me, that's the difference. There's not really much that's going to be, again, changing your experience. I mean, a lot of times the process itself is very similar, but the marketing, the relationship, for me, I even call it the pre-listing relationship that we have in place. Like just knowing all the details about, again, why you're moving, where you're going, what we can be doing to maximize your value, and also to absolutely make sure that you go over the top five mistakes that other sellers have made in your area. I see that as a huge, massive, massive gap in this process, because a lot of you that I'm meeting that have worked with other agents have never had that experience where you actually were reviewing the mistakes that others have made to ensure that you don't make them again. To me, it's just so common sense. And it's just not something that anybody else, and I don't care if you have another realtor who can possibly do that. If you don't do it often, it's like saying, you know, go ahead and run a marathon and you've only ever run 10 minutes. It's not like that. You can't just jump into this arena. I built this stage for two people to fit, is myself and you. This is not a stage where anybody can just jump on and automatically have an audience. It's just not how it works. So as a result, go over to mysoldreport.com, fill in your information. And if you aren't in one of those neighborhoods, you might be in a position where your property could be in the top five of the solds for that area. There's some areas that are so hot right now that I have clients bidding in. Danforth East, Leslieville, Etobicoke, Scarborough, some little pockets that you would never imagine are as hot as they are. And you might be living in one of them. So find out from me before you, again, make any decisions, before you call anybody else, talk to me, or at least make sure that I'm the last person. I don't even care. I don't need to be first, second, or third. That's all part of how my personality works. I don't need any of that first stuff. You're not going to see me on a billboard. You won't see me on a garbage can. What I need is I'm totally comfortable being the last one you speak to prior to making the decision. If you can promise me that, I assure you that you will be in a good position even going forward, because I go through these so many times that for the most part, I'll get the listing. The times I don't, I respect the person so much that I still want to be involved in helping them sell the property. And in fact, I have brought buyers in those cases. So you have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain by connecting with me today, right here on this podcast. And let's make sure that, again, we do this and we do it right. Don't take any risks. MySoldReport.com should be the first website you visit, and your friends and your family and your neighbors especially, because anytime your neighbors are selling and they're losing money, then it could affect you, because every sold that's near you does affect your property value. Of course, it's all based on, you know, the way your property is maintained and kept and upgraded, but if your neighbor loses a lot of money because they made a big mistake and they sold and they, you know, went a very bad route, and I don't want that for you or them, make sure that you are helping them make the right decisions. MySoldReport.com is how you prevent those big mistakes from happening. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you soon.